I'd like now to welcome to the Radio Cafe Helen Malamphy. She is the author of the new book, Over P.J. Clark's Bar, Tales from New York City's Famous Saloon, and she will be speaking at Garcia Street Books on Sunday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, at 2 in the afternoon. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. It's delightful to be here.
So this is a collection of family stories, kind of a memoir, centering around your uncle, your great-uncle, who was a New York Irish saloon owner. How did you come to write this book?
Well, as the title says, over P.J. Clark's, my father and his five brothers lived with their parents over the bar from 1917 to 1937. And it always fascinated me that that was their home. And we used, as a child, I went there and entered the bar through the ladies' entrance on the side of 55th Street because Uncle P.J. did not want prostitutes to hang out in his bar. And it was customary in Irish bars sometimes to exclude women completely, but in his case, he allowed women to sit in the back room after entering through the side entrance. So that was also fascinating to me. And the bar became very famous. At first was just a bar for local customers, but in 1944, The Lost Weekend, a very famous film about an alcoholic writer with Ray Milland, an Academy Award film, was made at the bar. And that began its climb to fame. And it was on the New Yorker cover in 1971. People began to gather there, rather famous folks, the Rat Pack, Marilyn Monroe, the Kennedys loved the place. And apparently Mrs. Kennedy was proposed to by Onassis at P.J. Clark's bar. So there's lots of great stories about the place. My granduncle died in 44, and my uncle Charlie, his nephew, became the manager under the new ownership. And that meant that we still had a connection all the way through the 90s. And at one point, my own husband, John Malamphy, worked with Uncle Charlie there during his college years. So I had a bird's eye view of the place. And I've wanted to write this book for a long, long time.
Now, his saloon survived Prohibition. How did he do that?
Yes, he had to make a difficult decision. You know, shut down. Many bar owners did become grocery stores. So he made the decision to keep it going. And as I understand it from my father's stories, there was a bathtub on the second floor of PJ's apartment where the gin was made. And then a large black car pulled up regularly with the Scotch whiskey. And the green shades were shut down. And, of course, there were payoffs to the police during that period.
Right, right. Now, what was he like as a person?
Very gregarious, as I remember him, very welcoming, very warm-hearted, but loved that bar. I mean, he invested in property on Long Island, but he never went there. That was his home. And as a bachelor, he was a bachelor. And he was a regular churchgoer. He didn't like fights in his bar. He didn't want any, you know, people from the criminal background hanging out. He was very proud of what he did, I would say. He felt it was, in his period, it was a place for the working man to come and, you know, have a beer before going on home.
What did you take away from the process of writing this memoir?
Well, it's been a long time in the coming and had several, evolutions. And I really found as I wrote it that there's so much that a modern person looking at this could take away. Immigration continues in our country. What happens to an immigrant when they come? Uncle Patty came with $5 in his pocket. How do you move on ahead? And certainly tenement life, big thing in New York City. And then finally, the prohibition period really made me think about the prohibition of marijuana. There are so many historical similarities between the process of prohibiting it and then gradually legalizing it. Then.
Right. Now, the book is called Over P.J. Clark's Bar, Tales from New York City's Famous Saloon. And you wrote this, Helen, as under your maiden name, Helen Marie Clark,
since
it's called Over P.J. Clark's Bar.
Yes.
And you will be celebrating St. Patrick's Day by doing a book signing and reading at Garcia Street Books on Sunday, March 17th. That's St. Patrick's Day at 2 in the afternoon.
That's right. We'll hope people will come out and
Excellent.
Hear about this wonderful saloon. Well, that still exists.
That still exists in New York City, and it is on the corner of 55th Street and 3rd Avenue in New York City. Thank you for being with us, Helen, on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.